Hi, I'm Nicholas Christian, and I've titled my presentation How I Learned to Love Facebook, but Haven't Stopped Worrying. So I worked for an organization called Engineers Without Borders for about 5 years. I was director of technology there. How many people here have heard of Engineers Without Borders? How many people here think it's associated with Doctors Without Borders? Okay, good. I'm not going to get into a ton of detail about what EWB's mission is because I don't have a lot of time and it's not relevant to my presentation. But basically, I'm going to use the word we here a lot because I still feel quite close to the organization even though I don't work there anymore. But basically, we send people overseas to do good work in Africa, and we do a lot of outreach and advocacy in Canada. And essentially, the way EWB is structured in Canada is that it's mostly a student-run organization with about 30 chapters coast to coast, mostly in universities, but also in major cities with professionals. So essentially, a lot of organizations are set up this way. You have a central body somewhere, which basically kind of owns the name or whatever, and you have a number of chapters. And in 2003, when I started volunteering for EWB, at the national office, after having been in the University of Toronto chapter, I realized that we had a major problem at the national office. Although we knew or we felt that we were growing really fast, we didn't know how many members we had. We didn't know how to reach them. We didn't have a central mailing list. And I think that this is a problem that a lot of organizations, you know, that are structured this way face. And the way this is solved usually, I assume, is that, you know, every year or whatever, someone from a chapter sends some sort of text file or paper list or something to the central body, and that's how you know how many members you have. We decided to do things slightly differently, being engineers and me being a tech nerd. So I set up an online membership management system, which is very ugly because I'm a programmer and not a graphic designer. And basically, it worked fine. You just go there and register, and you have an account on the main system, and we know who you are. Except no one really wants to do that because there's no real benefit to you as a member to just go and register on an online system. So I was really tricky, and because I was running a major conference for EWB at the same time as I was building this, I basically built the registration system into it. So if you wanted to go to the conference, you had to register. And that worked pretty well. And it turns out that the lovely pan-Canadian group who attended these conferences liked each other so much that they wanted to keep communicating after they'd gone home to their various provinces. So we happily obliged, and we bolted on pretty ugly discussion board, come mailing list management system to our membership management system. And then we cajoled and begged all the chapter executives to use this system as their main mailing list provider. So what did that give us? Problem solved. Every EWB member who was in a chapter was now in our central system. We could reach them, we could send them email, we knew sort of a little bit of demographic information about them, and that was pretty good. And a couple of years later, in 2005, once we'd figured out a little bit about how all this technology worked and what we were doing sort of tech-wise, we scrapped the whole thing and rebuilt it and built this, which is the online community that still exists today. It's called MyWB, and it's great. We get what we consider to be a lot of usage and a decent amount of traffic. All the users are pretty happy. Other nonprofits are jealous. We have a really nice centralized mailing list, and we can tell our donors a lot about what EWB does, what EWBers talk about. You got a nice little tag cloud there in the side. Get a sense of sort of what topics are trending. And we can basically use MyEWB to coordinate national campaigns across the country with thousands of members. And the fact that a lot of you here have heard about it, which is way more than I would have thought, is a good thing. It's kind of proof. But there's always a but. Around the same time as I was busily programming this, more or less by myself with a couple helpers, there was this other thing going on, Web 2.0, which I'm sure you guys know lots about. Basically, I'm going to characterize Web 2.0 this way. A bunch of websites and web tools appeared, which a lot of people started using, our members especially. EWB members, by and large, are university students, so a lot of them started using Facebook to connect to each other, which is great. They started wanting to and actually doing, this is Google Calendars, using Google Calendars to plan their events, and using tools like Doodle to coordinate meeting times and availabilities and that sort of thing, which is pretty good on the face of it because it's efficient, and their tools are a lot better than ours because Facebook and Google have a lot bigger budgets than Engineers Without Borders. But the problem was, from my point of view, that they kind of stopped using MyWB, or there was a bit of a perceived migration anyway away from MyWB. And the Central Office of Engineers Without Borders basically started running the risk of having all sorts of EWB members out there in the world who didn't know anything about the central organization, who didn't know anything about other chapters. And this was kind of a problem for us, because we'd worked pretty hard to set up the centralized system, and it was working really well for us. So our basic response at the time was to just kind of work harder and compete. So, you know, we added an event, you know, a bunch of event calendar type functionality, file sharing, wiki-like features, to just kind of try and do our best to keep up with whatever all these other companies were doing, to try and keep people in our system and prevent them from, stopping using it altogether. So right around that time, I sort of moved on from EWB, and I now work for a really unpopular telecommunications company. But I keep in touch, and I still say we. So set up a in parallel to try and compete with all of this fancy social media and free web services, we set up a, wow, that does not look like it looks on the screen, a Twitter feed for Engineers Without Borders, and a YouTube channel, and started producing little videos, and people subscribed to them, and set up a Facebook group. And a lot of the EWB chapters have set up Facebook groups as well. But this has created what I'm going to argue are some real problems. First of all, if you bother to read this slide, there's a lot more spam on the Facebook groups than there ever was on our system. And the problem is that it really sort of fragments the discussion. Each chapter has its own little system now, which is kind of, I assume, the way things were done before the internet, when organizations that were centralized had chapters. Every chapter does its own thing. So as a result, it's a lot harder for the National Office of EWB to coordinate any sort of large-scale movement, because everything's kind of gotten fragmented and fractured. So that's kind of the state of affairs. And where was I going to go with this? Yeah. The national team at EWB kind of started looking around and trying to figure out, well, how do other people deal with this? You know, before we sort of run amok and try and solve the problem ourselves, trying to figure out what other people are doing. I don't know if you guys caught it, but last year there was a lot of talk about this whole election thing. The Obama campaign seemingly did a really good job of, you know, harnessing social media and having a big online campaign. There's a lot of talk at the EWB office about, well, could we do the same thing? Well, I would argue that, they had and spent a lot more money than EWB has to spend to develop this system and to kind of manage their ecosystem in the social media world. And B, they were kind of really aiming for only one thing. They were really aiming to get maximum number of people out on whatever day it was, November something, to vote for Obama, which isn't really what EWB is trying to do. EWB is trying to build a long-lived social change movement. I would say that essentially a lot of what worked really well for the Obama campaign subsequently has not worked really well for the Obama administration. They've been criticized by other people for either having chosen not to or failed to follow through in some way on this online movement that they've created. And I would say largely because it's really hard and because social media tends to fragment things. So what? In the end, I can try and be a little bit provocative with a slightly bleak conclusion. I'd say that while social media and a proliferation of free web apps for collaboration is really neat, and I tweet, I'm on Facebook. I learned to love Facebook, even though I felt like I was building a competitor at the time. It might actually be a big barrier to the creation of long-lived, large-scale social change movements. Or, on the other hand, maybe my assumption that you need to, or it would be a good idea to have a centralized coordinating body for social change movements, maybe that's an outdated thought, and we just need to evolve or die. Feedback welcome.